The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, Tim Miller from The Bulwark. Andrew Schultz is one of those bro comedian podcasters everyone's talking about who, you know, used to be liberal, used to vote for Democrats, and now has been red-pilled and is voting for Republicans. Well, he offered possibly the stupidest argument for a transition to MAGA that I've ever heard on a podcast earlier this week. And so I want to play that for you and respond to it on the other side.
The sides switched so much. You know, when I was younger, like, Democrats were cool. They were getting their dick sucked in the office. They were like, right? They were like, they were like supportive of like hip hop music. They said, do whatever you want. Like, we don't want to be in your bedroom. They were cool with gay people. Like, it was cool to be a Democrat. Now, conservatives got three baby mamas. The president got three baby mamas. He's getting pussy left and right. Right? He's cool. He's the one saying, say whatever the fuck you want. So now conservatives have become Democrats. So I don't think I've changed. I just like the dudes to get pussy and say whatever they want. So it's very, you want me to be a Democrat again? Get some pussy. Tell me to say whatever I want. I'm there.
First off, you're a child, okay? Like, you're a child at age 41. You are determining who you want to be president and make policy for the country based on who you think gets the most pussy. Like, really? Are you a teenage boy? I know you have a kid, Andrew. Like, are you going to decide what school they go to based on which principal seems like he's the biggest pussy hound? Like do you have any responsibility or accountability in your life? Anyway, rather than lecture you, I don't want to be one of those woke libs that lecture you. Rather than lecture Andrew, I want to actually respond to the merits of his arguments, which are also totally wrong. Okay, it's a childish argument, but it's also a wrong argument. And maybe it's supposed to be funny, it's a little funny, but it's not true. And I think that's the most important thing. Here's Andrew saying that he just likes the dudes to get pussy and say whatever they want. He wants politicians that will let people say whatever they want. He argues that the Democrats used to be that party, more libertine, and now it's the Republicans who want people to say whatever they want. Have you paid attention to the news? Okay. This Republican government, Donald Trump, has detained and jailed a woman for writing an op-ed, co-writing an op-ed, where she expressed concerns about Israel's war in Gaza. Okay? I don't remember Joe Biden doing that, jailing somebody, detaining someone because of their political opinion. Donald Trump is doing that right now. You know what else is happening right now? Guys are getting sent to El Salvador because of their tattoos. Are tattoos not free speech? Is that not creativity? Is that not, you know, do people not have free expression to put whatever tattoos they want on their body in this country? There is tons of evidence. There are even documents out of the Department of Homeland Security that the Trump administration determined who to send to the El Salvador prison in part based on whether they had tattoos that were similar to the Tren de Aragua Venezuelan tattoos, which isn't even really a thing, but whatever. Like, you know, one of the guys we've been talking about, the makeup artist Andre, has a tattoo of his mother and father with a crown, and he got sent to the prison in part because supposedly the crown tattoo is related to what to Tren de Aragua and the types of tattoos that Tren de Aragua members have. So like, we are detaining and jailing people in this country right now based on their opinions and based on their tattoos. Is that cool? Is that free speech? Is that letting people say whatever they want, Andrew Schultz? I don't think so. You know what else? The president just signed an executive order specifically targeting Chris Krebs, who worked for the Trump administration, who's a Republican, for speaking out and saying that he thought that as an expert in cybersecurity who is paid to keep the 2020 election safe, by our government. He spoke out and said that he did not think that any of the conspiracy theories of the 2020 election are true, and that the 2020 election was safe. And, you know, he used his free speech rights to express that opinion in interviews. And do you know what that got him? The president of the United States signing an executive order telling his Department of Justice to investigate him. Okay, Andrew Schultz, does that sound like a party that wants to let people say whatever they want? Maybe what you mean when you say, I want to let people say whatever they want, is I want to be able to say pussy and retard and do racial slurs without having anybody nag me about it. I'm not going to nag you, bro. Go ham. Go ham. Make whatever jokes you want. You know, say whatever words you want. You just really love saying pussy over and over again. Go ahead and say it, you know? You want to call me a gay slur? Do it. Make them up with a funny joke. Call me a poofter, whatever. I don't care. Okay? But like, if that is what you mean by Donald Trump will let you say whatever you want, then yeah, like Donald Trump doesn't care if you do racist jokes on your podcast. All right? And MAGA supporters probably aren't going to tweet about how you offended them or hurt their feelings. Okay? And I mean, you know, unless you go after Christians, or, you know, unless you call them stupid mouth breathers, or, you know, unless you make some other kind of joke, call them deplorables. If you call them deplorables, they might get kind of upset. All right. But yeah, they're not going to get mad at you if you, you know, do a racial slur. So go ham. But here's the thing. Free speech in this country is about more than podcasters being able to do racist jokes. Okay. It also means that people need to be able to speak out about their political opinions without fear of reprisal from the government. And right now, the biggest threat to free speech in this country is the president of the United States specifically targeting political foes and telling his Department of Justice to target them because of their political views, or sending migrants who came here because they wanted to have free speech rights, who fled Venezuela, who fled communist Venezuela, to come to the land of milk and honey. And now we're sending them to a hole in a foreign country because we don't think their tattoos look right. Like, those are the real threats to free speech rights. Andrew Schultz, your free speech rights were never a threat under Joe Biden. You were never in danger of going to jail or whatever. You were in danger of some annoying people nagging you on social media. And that's annoying. I get it. Fine. But if this is your red line, if this is the reason you've been red-pilled, that you think everybody should be able to say what they want without any concerns, then I would think that in addition to your concerns about being nagged, you would also have concerns, or even greater concerns, really, about the people who were shackled and sent on a plane to another country and had their, you know, head shaved and were slapped and are now in a hole for 23 hours a day with no access to a lawyer or their family. I wonder, Andrew Schultz, if you think that is a threat to free speech rights. So look, if you're telling me you're going to vote for whoever gets the most pussy, okay. I mean, Donald Trump used to do pretty good with women, it seems like. The rest of the, are you a Republican now, though? I mean, J.D. Vance? J.D. Vance doesn't really seem like he's banging people out. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, he monitors his own son's porn. I'd be a little concerned about Mike Johnson taking over the party if I were you, Andrew Schultz. I don't know if you want the Speaker of the House monitoring the type of material you're Googling on Pornhub. John Thune, the Republican Senate leader, you've probably never even heard of him because you have no serious thoughts about politics, but go ahead and Google that guy. I don't think that's a fella that's, you know, slaying. All right. So this whole thing is just ridiculous. I mean, let me just break it down. Let me just tell you something. There are a lot of Democrats that get laid. There are Republicans that get laid. There are Republicans that are annoying Christian scolds. There are Democrats that are kind of annoying woke scolds, right? Like, I this is not a reason to make somebody the leader of the free world. What happens when you make a moron the leader of the free world because you liked the fact that in the 80s he got herpes because he was, you know, banging out so many models? Then what you get is a stock market crash, people being sent without due process. You get all the negatives that are associated with that. You know, responsible grown people, they support people for office because they think they'll do a good job of, you know, the job of governing, right? Which isn't really related to, you know, the job of banging sluts, right? It's like those two things aren't really that aligned. I mean, every once in a while they overlap. There have been, you know, people who are good at governing or also, you know, good at finding chicks to hook up with. There have also been people that are bad at governing. that are good at finding chicks to hook up with. There are people that are good at governing that have no game. Like, you know, this should not be the top qualification that you're looking for if you're going to change your whole political identity. Just one little tip there. Oh, yeah. And last thing, one other thing, you're like, again, when you're talking about when you're younger, Democrats were cool. They're supportive of hip hop music. They're like, do what you want. We don't want to be in your bedroom. They support gays. That's still the Democrats. And did you watch Kendrick's Super Bowl halftime show? I mean, like, do you want to poll the rappers? Like, there are a couple of Republican rappers. There's Kanye, who is just, you know, doing some very strange tweets. Well, first about how he's a Nazi and then about some like kind of sexual liaison he was having with his cousin as a child. I don't know what's happening there, but you got the MAGA does have him. And sadly for me, they got Boosie. Boosie seems like he went pro-Trump, and maybe there are a couple other rappers, but like, you know, most of the big rap names, most of the successful hip hop artists, you know, the guys that I think you'd want to look out to and hang out with, the ones that aren't Nazis, they're already still Democrats. Like, you know, this whole thing is just like, you're trying to create this rationale. Like, you're trying to create this universe that says like, well, you stayed the same, but everybody else changed. Well, like, not really, man. Jay-Z stayed the same. Kendrick stayed the same, right? Like, they didn't switch sides because they thought that Trump was better at slaying women. They stuck, okay? You changed. You decided to change. You decided to go along with Donald Trump because you thought he was cool, I guess. You were just really impressed by all the masculine makeup that he puts on. And, you know, his many failed businesses and the fact that he, you know, lets you say whatever slurs you want to say without any reprisal. All right, that's fine. But like, that's a change. That's a choice that you made. It's a really dumb choice. We are all suffering the consequences right now. And so my ask of you, Andrew Schultz, is that if you're going to make this change, if you're going to go all in, if you're going to say, I'm going to go MAGA and go Trump, because the thing that's most important to me is pussy and free speech rights. Well, how about you hold the man that you now support, you've done an interview with, accountable? Okay. How about you say that, hey, I came on board this team because I want people to be able to say what they want. And so people should be able to say what they want. And that includes people that thought the 2020 election wasn't stolen. That includes people that had issues about what's happening in Israel and Gaza. It includes people that are Venezuelan refugees that have tattoos that you don't like, that this government doesn't like. It includes people that want to watch porn and don't want the Speaker of the House to monitor it, or the, you know, governors of some of these states to ban it, Republican governors, right? It includes people who want to speak about their gay parents. It includes students who want to speak about their gay parents at school, you know, and don't want the state to ban schools from talking about LGBT people, right? Like they did in Florida, right? You know, how about you do that, all right? If you're going to be on that team, the Republican team, because people want to say what they want, how about you make sure that everybody gets to say what they want, not just comedians who want to do raunchy jokes? Because we're all for raunchy jokes, but man, there are other people out there. There's a big universe out there. There are other folks out there that are being targeted, that are suffering right now, that are not you. And it's time to grow up. And if your agenda is going to be pussy and free speech, to actually be an advocate for both, to do both. I think you can do that, Andrew Schultz. I appreciate you. Everybody else, subscribe to the feed. We'll be back here. We'll see you soon. Andrew Schultz, you're always welcome on the Borg Podcast. We can hash this out. All right, come on yours. Happy to do it. We'll see you all soon.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.